Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Raewyn Connell's book, Southern Theory. Sophie, I have to ask, when you first heard the title, what did you think it was about?
Hi there, Sam. Honestly, I thought it was going to be about maybe a specific region's intellectual history, like Australian or Latin American thought. But it's so much bigger than that. Connell is basically arguing that the entire global social science establishment has been built on a colonial foundation, and that's a problem for everyone, not just people in the global South.
Right. And she starts with this really simple observation. Most of the big names we study in social science, Marx, Weber, Durkheim, Foucault, they're all from Western Europe or North America. And their theories are taught as if they're universal truths that apply everywhere.
Exactly. But Connell points out that those theories were developed in response to very specific conditions of European modernity. So when you take a framework like modernization theory and apply it to, say, post-colonial India, you're essentially saying the Indian experience is just a lagging version of the European one.
And that's not just an innocent mistake. She shows how the social sciences actually emerged alongside colonialism. European thinkers could observe and categorize other societies because of empire, and those other societies didn't get to theorize back. So the whole enterprise is kind of rigged from the start.
Yeah, she calls this the dominance of metropolitan theory, and it has real consequences. For instance, development theory has historically portrayed southern societies as lacking something that the north has. So the solution is always for them to follow the northern path. But that conveniently ignores that northern prosperity was built on exploiting the south.
It's almost like the theory itself becomes a tool of domination. You can't even think about alternative paths because the framework doesn't allow for them.
Right. And Connell doesn't just critique. She offers a constructive alternative, what she calls Southern theory. This isn't one unified theory, but a diverse body of work from thinkers in the global South who have developed concepts that are often more adequate for understanding their own societies.
She goes into detail about specific thinkers. There's the Indian sociologist who analyzed caste and class in ways that challenge Western assumptions about stratification. There are African philosophers grappling with identity and community after colonialism, and Latin American dependency theorists who showed how underdevelopment is actively produced by the global economy, not natural.
And what's striking is that these thinkers aren't just offering local color. They're making genuinely different theoretical contributions. For example, Southern thinkers are often more attentive to violence and coercion because their societies have experienced colonialism and authoritarianism in ways the North hasn't.
They also have a more holistic view. They resist breaking knowledge into separate disciplines. Economic, political, cultural, ecological, they see it all as intertwined. That's something Northern theory is only starting to catch up on.
Yes. And Connell also examines how the global structure of academic knowledge production maintains this imbalance. The major journals, publishers, universities, they're all in the North. So a scholar from the South who wants to participate globally has to publish in English, cite Northern theorists, and frame their work in Northern debates.
It creates this intellectual dependency. The South produces raw data, and the North processes it into theory and then exports it back. It mirrors the economic dependency we see in global trade.
Exactly. And even well-intentioned efforts to include Southern perspectives often reinforce the hierarchy. When Northern scholars study the South, they bring their own frameworks and treat local knowledge as raw material, not as theory in its own right.
So what's the solution? Connell wants a transformation of how knowledge is produced and validated. She's not saying throw out Northern theory entirely. A lot of it is still valuable. But we need to recognize its limitations and provincial character.
Right. Northern theory should be seen as one tradition among many, not the universal standard. And Southern theory should be taken seriously as theory, not just data. That means Northern scholars need to engage with Southern intellectual traditions on their own terms, learn from them.
And it requires changes in institutions, too. The curriculum, the publishing system, the criteria for academic advancement, all of it needs to be rethought.
The implications go beyond the academy. Development policies, international relations, even personal identities are shaped by these theoretical frameworks. When they're inadequate, policies fail or cause harm. There are so many examples of development projects that failed because they were based on assumptions that didn't hold locally.
One thing I really appreciated was her critique of postmodernism. She says that while it's valuable for questioning grand narratives, it can also become a way to avoid the hard questions about exploitation and violence that are still central to Southern experience.
Yes, Southern perspectives might insist on the importance of concepts like truth, justice, and liberation, even while recognizing they're contested. So it's not about relativism. Connell argues for a more reflexive, dialogical approach where different traditions engage in mutual learning and critique.
The book ends with a call to action. She urges scholars everywhere to become aware of these dynamics, to question their own assumptions, and to seek out intellectual traditions from outside the mainstream.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper into these ideas, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
For me, the takeaway is clear. We need to provincialize our own knowledge. The theories we take for granted aren't universal, and there's so much to learn from voices we've been trained to ignore.
Right. And ultimately, Connell shows us that a truly global social science is possible, but it requires humility, confidence from Southern scholars, and real institutional change. It's a hopeful vision. We'll see you in the next one.